Hit him with your best shot.
Why don't you hit him with your
Hit
best
him
shot? You playing Guitar Hero or something?
with your
Nah,
best
it just
shot.
popped in my head.
All the way. I'm
Boom.
gonna be singing that all day
Da-da.
now, aren't I?
It's
Right.
such a good ass song. Who I was gonna say Pat. That ain't Pat Benatar. Wait, is it?
No. Patty.
That is not.
Hey, is your wall painted like that? I just realized that.
Oh, it was Pat Benatar. Why do I know that?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cloudy Arcade.
Oh, you know the cloud.
Somebody like painted that whole wall for you? I don't know why I never noticed that.
Won't notice, Meg.
In your
Never.
arcade room, like you like grew up with, like, when I get big, I'm gonna have an arcade room.
That
You
is
can't
what
stop me, mom and dad, because when I get big, I'm gonna
happened.
have my own room
You
full of
can't stop me, mom
shit.
and dad.
I'll show you. I'm gonna play video games all
All
night.
day. I'll show
All
you.
night.
I'll show you. It's
Show
hilarious.
I'll show you. It's
Meanwhile, it's
hilarious.
upstairs at his parents' house.
My attic. That's the funny thing. Like Pat, he would never probably cohabitate with the person somebody he's dating, but I could definitely see him moving back to the crib with the parents and being chill. He's I could see that all the way.
Forever 16.
He be 42 coming downstairs. What for dinner, mama, dad? That'd be tight. Well, not tight, but
Food already made for you by somebody that loves you that you don't
Hey,
have to like engage with too much
that's
emotionally.
facts. I know my parents were here this past week. I had to go out of town, and so they were here watching my kids where I'll
my
smell
husband
like
is.
kimchi.
Yep, all the, oh, it smells like
I
that when
love
I when I'm here. But
kimchi.
when my parents were leaving, I was like, "Don't leave me at this sleepover. Please take me with you." And my husband was like, "What, leave then?" And I was like, "Why do you expect me an adult, mom and dad? Take me
Meg,
with you."
which one of your parents do you act most like? Because I met both your parents and I didn't get like you from either one of them. So
What does that mean?
probably, well, it's like half, honestly, it's half and half. Because I think I get like my like militant, very like strict, stern side from my dad. But Yeah,
then I
for
get my
sure.
like, hey, do this. We're like, boom, boom, get this done. Work on this. Put this together. That's for my mom. Do
Okay.
you?
Are most military babies like that? Do you know like a lot of people with like parents in the service that are strict and
Oh yeah, everybody
very
knows
like
that. They
think
be
so.
strict.
I feel like, yeah, it's like make your bed when you get in the mo get up in the morning, you know, like it's just a
Never.
lot of stuff. Kev is very different, but he's very organized in the terms of y'all personalities, but he still goes to bed at 7 o'clock. So I guess he got that from them still.
Kev? Oh yeah, Kev's a military baby.
Kev go
Yeah.
night night about 7, 7:15. That nigga be knocked.
Damn. That is
Seven's
so
nice.
early. That's earlier than children.
Well,
Is that
he has
really?
he has first dinner at 5, and then second dinner at 6:30. So
Like in Lord of
yeah,
the
so fat. First
Rings?
dinner and second
Second dinner
dinner.
is insane.
I've
No,
had second dinner.
it's even more insane. It's only an hour and a half apart. What do you mean? By the time you finish first dinner, second dinner spot?
He calls it dinner dessert. What are we having
I
for dessert tonight? Dinner. Oh, great. My favorite.
actually rather
Dinner
have
for
Kev,
more
they talking about you so bad right now.
food
Queen is loom, they is going in, they calling you all kind of obese.
Roxy, that would never work. We know this is his feeding time, so that
Why are you
not his feeding
also,
time. Why
he's not answering Roxy's phone call. First of all, everybody answers my calls, okay? Because I
You
don't
didn't pick
call.
up.
Well, now I'm a call and see. No, because I'm going to
Ew.
dessert. It was crazy. First of all, I'm a fucking delight. I'm a fucking delight.
Delight is
Lucky if I
everything.
call your ass, okay? That's a new
Fucking
Girl Scout cookie.
delight. Jeez.
I love it. I actually love
Bag the fuck
it.
alongs.
You finna fuck some bad. Did y'all
Wait.
get Girl Scout cookies this year?
I
No.
heard they dropped a new one.
What
They
flavor?
have
Well, there's different flavors in different regions because I think there's like two or three cookie makers, and so they can't, some of the cookies, they can't call them the same things. Like Samoas are called
Yeah.
caramel delights in some
You
areas, and
know
then
why you know so much?
because I used to be a
Okay, about this time, you in there.
yeah, I used to be a Girl Scout girl. I used to sell them cookies and everything, so I always support every year. I always buy some Girl Scout
What do you mean
cookies.
there's two different cookie makers?
So like
Distributors.
one cookie maker can't make all these cookies, so there's like two. It used to be two, it might be three now. They make the cookies, but because certain cookies are like, I guess, trademarked or something, they can't call them the same thing. And I even feel like the ingredients might be like 0.5% different, but it's basically like we can't technically make the same cookie. But if we put like take one little like coconut off the Samoa, like, hey, it's different, right? But you can't really tell. But that's why they have to call caramel delight Samoas, and then I think it's like peanut butter patties and
Peanut butter
tagalongs. Like
patties.
they, yeah, they just can't call them the same thing.
So the new
But
one is Raspberry Rally.
oh snap! You just looked that up, or you got some at your desk?
There's
if any of us was gonna have it under the desk, it would be you, and the desk would be your chin. All right, so let me send you the
Oh
link.
shit! Ah!
His desk is duct taped under his computer chair.
This is
Like
for
a pistol.
emergencies only.
Why do you make me talk to you like this? You know I don't like being mean to you. Where's the chat?
Y'all
So,
are
that's spoken
wild.
like a true abuser.
I know.
Hey, Rosie,
I don't
giving
like
what you got
talking
on
to you
your
like
chin.
no. Kanisha don't agree.
Oh,
Because she said it so sweet. She was like, no, that was abusive. I'm different. What you was finna say? You was finna say something
nothing at
slick.
all, mother.
You little shit.
It made the cut.
I said this on
And
NPR.
they had and then I ended up getting some Girl Scout cookies from this girl in New Jersey because when I noticed that they had different cookies, I was like, well, I've seen these cookies before. It was like a French toast cookie.
First toast.
Oh.
Yes, it is shaped like a piece of toast.
Everybody
And then
need
it has like
those.
icing on
You need
it.
them on the
I was
West
like, oh, the
Coast.
toast
Oh.
yeah.
I ain't never
The
seen
toast
that.
yay. Yeah, I have never seen
Oh, the
those.
toast, yay.
Yeah.
Man, that should look good. Hey, that should look good.
They're good. Okay. And then
I might
you can
have to
do
call
like
my connect.
French toast inspired cookies dipped in a delicious icing.
Sure,
Whatever
that's
you
for
desire.
memory, too, or you reading? Yeah, see, why
I
you make me
I just read your horoscope.
Ah, nice.
That's pretty good. No,
This is a good exchange.
the
I'm enjoying
I got some. Oh, man.
It's a
I'm still.
lot of birthdays. I've never feel like I've been in a season when I recognize this many Pisces in my life. So
Yeah.
like online and just people that throwing parties around the same time. It's a lot of Pisces out right now.
Wait,
It's very Pisces
what
season.
day to what day is Pisces? Because I don't know.
Today
February.
until sometime in March.
So like late February to like late
February 19th to
March.
March 20th.
I was
February
gonna
has
say,
hella
usually
birthdays.
the 20 to the 21st, somewhere there is always the cutoff
Okay.
No.
20 to
Yeah.
21st.
It's a lot of
Pisces.
Pisces right now. Going
Dang.
crazy.
What are they? Are they the super
Sneaky
sensitive
little
ones?
fishes? No, they're
Sneaky
sneaky as hell.
fishes.
Sneaky
You
little
say
fishes.
the sneaky or the freaky?
The fishes.
Sneaky.
Sneaky.
They're very sneaky. Sneaky fishes.
What they be
Wait, how are
doing?
Pisces sneaky? What we be doing?
But
You
Pisces
have
are
a
very
burglar
sneaky.
beanie
I know.
I'm sneaky.
How much sneaky? What I be
Damn,
doing?
fair,
They are sneaky, but I love
damn.
Pisces because they're down for whatever. They just go with the current. So whatever you want to do, the Pisces is here for it. They're like, what you want to do? What you want to do? But they'll only show you what they want you to know. There's a lot about them that people do not know, and they hide and they give you what you want to
Yeah,
know, but
that
they
is
give it to
sweet.
you like they're giving you all the information and all the tea. So
Ooh.
you'll
Dude, oh,
never
that
really
is
know.
so that is to
Ooh, that's
hear.
fair.
That is completely to hear.
Yeah,
Because
read
he be
his
acting like
ass.
he's showing you who he really is. And
And
meanwhile, to hear
that.
is a whole contract killer. You
Yeah.
don't even
And this article says lustful, cheap, smug, and secretive. And I feel like that's also very to hear, especially the
Most of
smug.
those words are bad. That's crazy.
That's what it says.
Mug.
Smug is hilarious. He's look
Look,
at him, smug.
smugging
Smugging.
right now.
Is that what does smug even mean?
It's like pompous, but with more
Okay.
disdain.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm what
look
a
at the words on
loser.
you.
I'm
pompous. Yes, Sophia
is smart. Don't play her. She's very smart.
Yo, people be thinking I'm stupid. I think it's because I'm right.
Roxy is very smart.
No, not you, Pat. Just in general. People are like, oh, she don't know stuff. I'm like,
She don't know stuff.
No, she don't know stuff. It's hilarious. You know,
like, I have no life. I read the dictionary. I was not getting hoes. I had to read.
He was not getting hoes.
I was not that getting hoes. I wouldn't get hoes till I got after I got pregnant. People was like, oh,
that's great.
Somebody like it. Yeah, for
real. That just meant you was giving it up.
One,
somebody like
one,
it.
One person likes it.
I put that ashy ass finger down, don't you?
Damn.
That's that smug shit. That's that cheap smug shit.
Ashy finger's funny.
Somebody? One body. One body whoopsie.
Shut up.
He is not your friend.
He is not. He got enough bodies for all of us. His body what and what his bodies. Yes. Why is he making me do this to him?
Tahir, what are you doing for your birthday? Is it just a show?
I'm doing a show on that Monday, and then Tuesday I'm doing a party, but Farron is planning that. She took it off my plate. And then we fly back to the crib on Thursday. My mom gets married on Sunday. Then I do another show in St. Louis my mom gets married on Saturday. I do a show on Sunday. So on the 10th, I'm doing another show in St. Louis.
Ooh, look at you, Ring Bear. Okay.
Ring Bear?
Ring Bear. Damn it.
Ring Bear.
He's just a Ring Bear.
Ring Bear.
I would put the ring in the 7-Eleven hot dog box. And be like,
come on.
That's weirdly romantic.
Coming from me? Yes, absolutely.
It's like,
this is so important.
Like Lady and the Tramp, like a stray cat would do that.
Are you in the wedding to hear?
Nah, I'm just going to be there. I'm there for moral support.
Aww.
I've been talking shit the whole time. I was like, y'all got me spending all this money on somebody else's wedding. Right, this is your anniversary gift, baby girl. You want to go home and see your mama?
Oh, that sounds crazy.
I gave her the option. I was like, we can stay at the Motel 6 and we get an Airbnb. It's like Airbnb. I was like, this is coming out of your present.
Oh, cheap. It said it in the thing.
She did. It did.
Oh my God.
Cheap.
That's crazy.
It's right. Not cheap, it's fiscally responsible.
That's okay? What he said you would say.
That's the smugness.
Dang, I'm that shit. Let me send y'all this article. This is crazy.
All right, man. This is about as good a time for us to jump into today's topics as ever. Yeah. So we can beat Roxy before she's trying to do whatever she do. Go ahead and block that real quick and just say that. Let's go ahead and disable this chat.
Are you?
Let's go ahead and jump in. We want to give a shout out to our special guest today. We got Kenesha Buss, we got Roxy Hayes, and then with the OG squad, we got Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud, and up to here.
Mary more. Scoop.
I said Meg Scoop. Pat is just a troublemaker, man. Anyway, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud, and of course, I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic. Right after this.
That's right. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is just heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of the year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your injuries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player's projections won't count against you and the rest of your injuries stay live. Shoot, this week on Prize Picks, I'm doing a little something myself. I got my boy KD, Kevin Durant, for more than 28 points. He gonna easily get that. He's a bucket getter, that's easy work. I got my boy Bron, LeBron James, more than 7 assists. He's the best player on the planet. Let's just be real. He can get whatever he needs to make his team win. So download the app today and use code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, for a first deposit matchup to $100. So download the app today and use code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather eat pancakes with no syrup versus mashed potatoes with no gravy?
Ooh. Oh my God.
Is there butter on diabolical. The pancakes?
And is there butter on the pancakes potatoes? And in the mashed potatoes?
That's oh shit, both of them.
Oh, yeah. So both of them are like seasoned to what they're supposed to taste like, right? Yeah.
I ain't never had a pancake that I ate without syrup, though, ever in life.
Not no. I have.
Yeah, I have too.
I haven't had syrup.
But Meg, it sounds like it was more of a punishment for you.
No, I actually like that. My kids don't even eat. They don't know that syrup goes on pancakes.
No surprise there.
They don't know?
Zero.
I haven't done that yet.
She's never had syrup, but we use agave. So if I can use agave,
yeah, me too.
I haven't had syrup in 10 years.
Why? Wait, why? What's wrong with syrup?
Syrup is terrible for you. I use agave.
Why is it terrible for you?
It's like maple syrup. Trees. Ain't that what your people be using?
No, not the ones you getting out the store. You're not unless
it's maple. No, 100% maple syrup. That's not. No,
that's not what you're getting, though, Meg. You got that squeeze bottle that costs 79 cents.
That's you. We using 100% maple syrup. Yeah,
your shit was sold right next to a bottle of oil, motor oil. How's it bad for you, nigga?
Oh, that's why I said that. I'm sorry, because I literally forgot about the one that, like, the Hungry Jack or the Aunt Jemima that you put in the fridge, and it had a little indicator that it's hot. I grew up on that, but, like, I've never given my children. I don't even have that in my house. Yeah, we just do maple syrup now.
Yeah. Agave.
Damn. I put syrup in the fridge for my whole life and found out that was wrong this year.
I never.
No, it says it on maple syrup. It says to refrigerate.
That's because it's real.
Yeah.
It's got all the other ones just like, we don't care.
Do y'all put y'all ketchup in the refrigerator? Because the kid and parent don't put theirs in the refrigerator. They just need to cap.
You got to put it in the fridge.
It's going to get nasty.
People that come over the house, they be like, why y'all got so much ketchup? I be like, well, one, my bottle. Because I live and I keep mine in the refrigerator. And they don't give a fuck about their lives, so they keep theirs.
Doesn't it turn like dark red too?
It will turn out dark red. It gets watery faster in the cabinet. I tell them all of this. They ain't gave a shit, so I don't give a shit.
Is that the only thing, or do they do that with mustard and other stuff?
Some mustard now, like the deli mustard, the spicy mustard. They keep that in the refrigerator, but only me and Farron really eat that. The kid, she just got into mustard like maybe like 6 months ago. Her palate is brand new.
What?
She just started liking onions. Well, I'm sorry, not even onions.
That is true.
Just started liking tomato pickles. She doesn't eat onions. She doesn't eat tomatoes.
I love pickles.
Doesn't eat olives. She don't. She like none of that shit right now.
Ooh. Olives with some
cheese. Till you get older, because I used to say I mess with a dude who didn't eat vegetables because he was too young. I was making breakfast and I was making omelet, and he was like, "Oh, I don't eat veggies." I was like, "Yeah, he too young."
Yeah, we're.
And then I had a baby by him, but anyway.
He was like, "All right, before you go though, let me
your baby dad. How you gonna be a whole vegan and your baby dad don't eat vegetables?"
I don't eat veggies is a wild sentence.
Like, where you want to go to eat? No, where you want to go, motherfucker?
Oh,
I don't eat veggies.
Yeah, it messes your semen taste up. I don't know why you people that don't eat vegetables and fruit and stuff. It
what's it make it taste like, Kale?
Nasty.
Did you do research on this?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Really?
Learn the hard way. Yeah. I had an ex that worked at a sandwich spot. So it tasted like deli meat. Like, you could smell it. You can smell it on the sandwich. I was like, I'm not sucking this no
that
more.
Was a sandwich shop, baby.
It was just tart. Just tart. No, it tasted like deli meat. It tasted like deli meat.
It smelled and tasted like deli meat?
Yeah. I was like, nah.
That's why.
He put an American pie on the sandwiches before he came home.
That's what? Crazy. Used to fuck with bologna dick.
Bologna dick?
Tony Bologna.
Tony Bologna.
You pull out a boar's head.
We didn't stay. Oh, we didn't stay together that long. We ain't stay together that long.
Did you A and B it though? Did you like suck a dick that?
And then next day I was like,
and another one.
According to my research, nah. I mean, over a span of time, yes. And I was like, this vegan penis tastes completely different than that. meaty penis.
Well, yeah.
That I do believe. See?
Hey, Roxy see? Be eating like a real, like a hardcore power lifter, bro. We were in the meeting in Brennan's office.
Why are you
she bust out two rotisserie chickens. And I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
That's not what happened.
In Tupperware.
They wasn't in Tupperware and they weren't sliced either. She just had whole Cornish hens in Tupperware. Just started ravishing it in front of us. Like, hey, okay.
In my defense, I was vegetarian for like 8 years, so I'm just now getting back to eating meat, and I forgot what it tastes like. It'd be going good, and I'm heavy lifting, so I'm lifting 800. I'm leg pressing 800 pounds. I gotta eat. I gotta get the protein.
Get it, girl.
Same thing.
It's crazy.
If you let go of that Flintstone car, you wouldn't have to be leg pressing.
Well, buy me a new one.
Yeah, it's but so that do ass wouldn't have to be.
The bumper missing. It ain't even nothing wrong with it. Just the bumper is.
Who needs
on.
That?
Thank you. I'll say thank you. Does that affect the driving?
I was joking. I was joking.
Right. Definitely for contact and for protecting and preserving your life, Roxy. What
right.
Is that what it's for real?
Yeah. Yes.
Bumper.
It like bumped take the some of the shock. There are shock absorbers in the bumper.
I'm shocked.
Yes, you are, because you're absorbing it. You ain't got no bumper.
That's crazy. I mean, I ain't got no license plate neither. You know, it's a lot of
what's going on. Wait, what? On the back?
Hey, look, we'll talk about it later. But yeah,
I talk about it
I'm
now,
gonna go
Roxy.
Mashed potatoes.
We're gonna pause podcast, and we're gonna have an intervention real quick.
Illegal. I do yeah. have one. I have one.
It's the paper
the back
one.
Window.
Yes, the paper.
That she wrote herself. She
I wrote, did it.
She just flashed on the window.
It's she wrote real. On a piece of paper.
It's real. It's just old. I need to print another one. But it's. I mean,
wait,
I
hold
need
on. I'm
one.
Sorry. Print that thing is one. Only supposed to last for 30 days. How long have you had yours?
So say 2021. I'm getting. Okay, since y'all gonna make me tell my business, I got the car from Texas. I drove the car out here. I've been out here like 3-4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how old the paper is. Now. I got a license plate. It's registered, but the person I bought the car, this sounds like I'm lying. The person I bought the car from moved to Egypt, right? So he lives in Egypt now. So he was like, I was trying to call you, but your number changed. So I could never get you your license plate. So I got to get a bonded title or something like that because he got the title, all of that.
In Egypt.
And he's like, I'm not shipping that shit. So I got to get a bonded title. Now, should I have been got it? Yes. Have I? No. Is it expensive?
Crazy.
Also, no.
It's gonna be yes. No. What are you doing with your life, Roxy? Get a freaking get your life and get your bumper.
I mean, the bumper's there. It's just hanging on. But a man on the street fixed it for like $60.
A so. Man on the street.
They do be walking by asking to fix stuff. They be trying to fix my dent. So they do.
Yeah. Like, yes, go ahead, do it.
But it's still a gap in it. That's why I'm here talking shit. Because it's still a gap. Because he said I need another piece, but I won't pay no piece.
What piece? What's crazy? What?
Shit.
You know what? It's a lot. I'm going mashed potatoes.
I think moving to Egypt was the craziest part of the.
I feel like he's not in Egypt because he's like, but I'm still not gonna mail it. That nigga ain't went to Egypt. He just not giving you your shit.
He's like, no, no. I pulled up last pull time up I went to him. Houston. I did. I pulled up last time I went to Houston because I was like, if this motherfucker lying, we finna fight. We finna fight. I'ma sock your ass out.
Was he not there no more?
No, all the cars was gone. The lot was empty. I was like, all right.
Oh, he used to own the lot. The whole business moved.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just bought it off a dude.
He sound like he on a run. He ain't just that's difference between you moving and fleeting. He fleeted to there.
Yeah. That's why he can't send it to you. They gonna find his location.
Right. He's like, I'm hot right now.
Turn address.
I'm off the grid.
No.
That nigga is in Egypt laying on like this.
I paid him on PayPal. It's the more I say, the more it's
you paid him for your car on PayPal?
Hey, listen, you Don't none of your VIN numbers match on that car.
Nothing. Nothing. Oh my God. That's not your car.
Buy a stolen car.
Oh yeah.
I need to do a series on TikTok. Who the F did I buy a car from?
That was a getaway car.
What if it was?
It is.
What if it was?
If it was, girl.
It was either that or one of those Sting cars. Like they set it up to turn it off, but he already figured it out.
Y'all really put up as soon as we get off of here.
He's like, she won't notice.
I'm finna get this by the title. Let's go.
Please.
I'm finna get it. Y'all, what if it's. So, not an intervention. I came here to talk about mashed potatoes
that was a criminal.
And pancakes.
No, we're helping you out.
Meanwhile, we ain't gonna see Roxy no more because they're gonna lock her up for a stolen car.
She's gonna be in a jail in a pyramid. Be locked up under a pyramid.
Hey, edit this part out. It's not on task. Keenan, I know you edited.
Nah, Keenan, leave it in, Keenan. Leave it in like Tony Baloney.
Tony Baloney is crazy. I hate y'all. And he got punked. That's a whole other story in the mall.
He got punked?
Yo,
he was like, give me your sandwich, nigga.
No! He had got off of work and he had all his flour on him.
By
we was walking in the mall.
He had flour on him?
Yeah. We was in the mall and we was holding hands and another dude came up and grabbed my other hand and was like, yeah, whenever you leave that lame, let me know if you want to talk to a real nigga and leave that lame ass nigga. And then he didn't even say nothing. And I had to cuss the dude out. I was like, hey, bro, don't disrespect my man like that.
Hey, it's hard to say something when you got, like, flour from the day on you.
It's like, damn, I do look lame a little bit.
Yeah, because as soon as he say anything in rebuttal, they're going to be like, shut your flowery, dusty ass up.
Shut up, Jimmy Johns.
I would have turned to be like, this cocaine. I would have been like, I'm crazy. I'd have lost it. You could have been crazy. I was doing bricks.
This ain't flour.
It was Jimmy Johns. He was a manager at Jimmy Johns. Oh, my God.
So why did he have flour on it? Was he making bread?
He was making the bread.
Yeah,
that's not it. Look at this sour shop. Fresh bread.
At least you know it's fresh, Jimmy Johns.
I didn't know they did that.
They do that compunkle because the smells are free. That's their slogan.
Crazy. I hate you.
Hit him with the baloney, Tony.
Did you lose respect for him after that?
Hell yeah. I was like, we gonna
came up in
up.
A podcast.
Several years later.
He just Rocky's said he was going to the restaurant like, nah, I pay for my own sandwich. No, sorry.
Oh my God, why are y'all doing this? Every time I'm a guest.
This was all information.
You don't learn, Rocky. You keep coming back.
You also gave this information.
All of this was offered. This is all information that you revealed. None of us did detective work.
Hey, what if that nigga watches this while making a sandwich?
He does. That's all I'm gonna say.
Damn,
I'm not making a sandwich. No, I don't know about the sandwich.
He's like,
damn.
He told the story.
Congratulations on all your success. I'll be watching you, and now everybody know you got punked.
My bad, Kanye East.
Oh no.
So I'm going mashed potatoes because I feel like if you mix them, like if I eat it with beef stew or something, I can use the gravy from the other food.
Well, y'all ain't never had garlic mash? That don't be coming with
garlic mash.
I hate everybody here.
That doesn't come with gravy all the time.
Loaded potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't really eat it with gravy a lot.
I've eaten, like I said, I've never eaten a pancake without syrup, but I've definitely had mashed potatoes without gravy before, if they were seasoned.
They'd be good.
I'll be using mashed potatoes like it's ranch. I'll dip a chicken leg in it.
Oh, everything. I love mashed
potatoes. Yeah, I'll do that too.
I love
it. Like, it's ranch is insane, though.
Yeah, that's unnecessary. How you do it? Not the act out.
Them instant potatoes don't be needing no gravy neither.
Oh man, hey, let me tell you something. That was one of my detriments right there. I go to the grocery store because it used to be like four packs for $5 or something like that.
I got the tomahawk. Y'all be
cooking them with the chicken broth. The chicken
instead
broth
of the water.
Instead of water. Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh, change the game.
That sounds
poor man's treasure right there. That's a poor man's treasure.
I know. Now I'm like, I'm about to make some. All I need, just give me some a lot of garlic and butter and some, you know, salt and pepper. I can make it taste amazing.
Have y'all ever just ate solo mashed potato with no side?
Yeah.
I think I've only eaten it on the side or something.
Nah, I'll be just eating it. Especially
you know who has potato. Good mashed potato, surprisingly?
Ooh.
KFC.
Yes.
I always get their fries.
I was like, why is this actually good?
The gravy trash. I used to work up there.
What?
The mac and cheese is trash too.
The mac and cheese is terrible.
Mac and cheese is big trash.
And the green beans.
Yeah.
What?
Pat talking about this one place he went to. They serve all they serve is like different style or different types of was it baked potatoes, Pat?
Oh, that jazz club? It's literally called the baked potato. That's the funny part. And the whole menu is different baked potatoes.
Oh, I want that.
Ooh, right. Studio City. We're going to the baked potato.
Yeah. Oh, it's over here? Fire.
What?
We have to go here when I get off the phone.
It's in LA. It's like, it's on.
Oh, Roxy put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Roxy always put stuff in the chat.
How did you do that so quickly?
Yeah, these big hands literally come in handy. Yeah, shut
they
up.
Pay. They play live music there too.
Ooh, they went to the baked potato.
I got in an argument there on Valentine's Day.
No,
at the baked potato.
Meanwhile, this is still at Pat's parents' house.
That's
your
what made
mom
it really
is
awkward.
Making you different type of baked potatoes.
And she here cooking. Saute.
The argument was because the girl came in. So I was like, wait, you still live with your parents?
Is this the new running joke?
Downstairs for Valentine's Day.
I'm just living with my parents now.
Yep. Ooh, saute.
There you go. Welcome to the baked potato. Okay.
Call some of them tabs.
Oh, hey, mind your bitch. I know you ain't talking.
Stop.
Just from the stuff you sent us. I know
your tab's looking crazy, but I'm not the host.
I know your tab's looking crazy.
No, mine look just like that. You know what I discovered, though, to hear? That's like a sign of ADD, like not where we work, but like the disorder.
Yeah,
mm.
Yeah, I got
that
ADH.
Still sounds like the same.
ADH? That's it.
With the hyper in there.
Oh, you have ADHD, which hyperactive attention disorder. Which
I mean, I'm now self-diagnosed ADD.
How is that different than ADD and ADHD? Why is the H hyper? Is
more the hyper. Hyperact, yeah, we're more hyper.
Do you still have that as an adult, the HD part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you have it as an adult? Like, what does it look like as an adult?
This, I'll just be.
Have you seen me at any party?
Same. Yeah, the jitter. It's a lot of jittering. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of like talking fast and talking.
Whole time I thought you was high.
Who me?
The whole time.
Both. That's probably
whole
why we be getting high. That's why I'm getting. Me not high is way worse. I just be talking to myself, twitchy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's put it to a vote, man. We going with these mashed potatoes, or we going with these pancakes?
Mashed potatoes.
All right. Mashed potatoes has it on that one. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you know what I would do if I had an extra free hour during the day? Take a nap. That's what I would do so I can recharge my batteries and get the work that I need to get done. One of the best ways to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've talked about my therapy journey on here multiple times, and I am still in therapy today. And through therapy, I have learned to manage and prioritize myself and the things that I need to do for myself. Therapy is also helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma in their lives. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, I'm telling you, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/squad, SQUADD, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/squad, SQUADD. And we thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast.
Would you rather fight a giant pigeon or befriend a tiny rhinoceros?
Okay.
Wait. I just have to say this. Growing up, I invented pigeon punching, and we got in trouble downtown. You get behind. So pigeons fly like this. So somebody would get behind a pigeon and scare them, and as they're coming up, I would jump and uppercut them.
The serial killer. She's killed.
Oh my God. Well, other people give them Alka-Seltzer and make them blow up. I just punch them in the stomach. I was young.
Hey, hold up. Who were you hanging with? What gang of misfits?
Are they flying that slow?
What happens is they're on the ground. The pigeons are on the ground. But they don't just go straight up. They go up at an angle. So right when somebody comes behind them and scare them, you run and like Super Mario.
That's that H.
Did any of them like fall out the sky and not move again?
that's just not having.
And you like connected, like you connect.
Yes, you want to.
They'd be like, what would they say?
Yeah, that's like this.
That's wild.
This white woman cussed us out so bad downtown.
How old were you, Kanisha?
17.
You were like a little kid.
You got to be grown to get a punch into a pigeon. You can't be.
Damn. So you was breaking their bones and stuff?
It was high school. High school still considered young.
Pigeon punching is crazy. I was working at KFC, and y'all was outside.
I really appreciated Meg trying to throw the alley oop to get her make it sound better. Like, yo, I was 10, I was 11. She was like, nah, 17.
I was
smoking, I was driving, I was already working my third job.
driving to the park to punch a pigeon is crazy.
Right.
You're not even at the park, you're downtown.
It was only downtown.
Yeah. Just to be sitting around the house, like, y'all wanna go pigeon punching?
Yeah, I was just about to say, was it something that happened when you guys just saw pigeons, or did you guys like meet up? Like, yo, let's
fuck. Well, you're already together, so you'd be like, after school, you guys wanna go downtown and punch pigeons? Mad now that I'm saying it.
Yo, bad as fuck.
Were there on the 39 bus. And just
were there no Pizza Huts or Pizza Parlors or K's? Was it none of that?
Downtown was where that? There at South Center Mall. So you just go downtown and punch pigeons.
See, you know, it kept y'all from doing a lot of other worse things, right?
Okay.
What? Right.
they be running when they see Kanisha coming.
Roxy, what you used to do?
Oh, how
in high
old?
School?
Oh, I was wilding. If we talk about random bad stuff, like 19th grade. So I used to throw. Me and my brother used to take like if we had like some old food in the fridge, where our house was. It was like facing the main street. So we would take like rotten fruits and vegetables and like throw them over the back fence and hit people's cars. I used to be bad, but like inquisitive bad. So I was trying to build like a, what's it called? Like a, not a, what's a tree house on the ground? Just like a clubhouse?
Clubhouse?
A doghouse.
Yeah, I was trying for an adult. Not an adult. For people. So I was trying to build a people doghouse, but I had no wood. So I would take the wood off of people's fences. So
so you always been like Bantle. Top strong.
It would be
you just go just, up and just use your strength.
Ripping up picket fences.
Yeah. I got my ass beat so bad. I was literally like hot, like the Grinch, like going from door to door, like, oh, this wood loose, and I ripped that shit off. That I just had a pile terrible. Of other people's yard. Stuff in the backyard.
Did you ever succeed?
I was building the house, but my daddy.
So you built it? Did you finally get done?
No, it never got done because they told my daddy that they had seen me taking wood, and so then I got my ass beat.
So he didn't notice this pile of wood in the backyard?
Because no, don't nobody go in the backyard like that. That's why I was like, oh, I'm good.
You are the neighborhood raccoon? Oh, there go Roxy in our trash again.
Where were y'all bikes? Nobody just had a bike?
I would play outside. Y'all don't watch a lot of TV too, but then I think I seen it on like Harry at the Spire or something. I was like, I want a clubhouse with my dad. I'm going to build it. So yeah, I was getting like nails and stuff from there. Yeah, I was bad. There was no reason for me to be doing that.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Kanisha was punching pigeons, but I still saw
it's crazy. Wow, both are wild.
At cars. That could kill somebody. They could crash while they're driving.
Yeah, somebody it hit somebody while I was walking.
See?
Huh?
Because we had the little cabin.
Oh, see, that's
threw a cabbage,
and I, you right to here. I was always top strong. I threw a cabbage like I'm like
like somebody shot, like shot foot.
Somebody was running, and all I heard was, "Oh my God!" It hit her in the face, and then we
stopped putting cabbages.
That's not funny. You've been hit with people throwing shit at you randomly, which has happened to me. That shit don't be fucking funny. I hit my head with a stick of deodorant from a fucking school bus when I was in college. You're fucking badass.
I'm trying to find out it was Roxy that did it.
I know, it probably was. The age difference.
Yeah, She threw that shit from Texas all the way to Seattle.
Crazy. And he's just like, I got hit with a cabbage once.
I was bad. We was doing mischievous cartoon-ish stuff for no reason.
Throwing cabbage at people is crazy.
That's wild. That's wild.
You are a menace.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're a fucking menace. You know, that's, yeah. I don't think I did no crazy shit like that.
No.
Really? That's a lie.
I can't even believe that.
Tahir was too busy scamming the White Castle that he managed at 16. Okay. Tahir was doing white collar crime at that point.
Oh, yeah. And he was doing heists. Nigga robbed the Bellagio at 13.
Right. Yeah, Egypt, turn your phone off. I thought Egypt, turn your phone off.
Egging houses. You had eggs? Must be nice.
Like, if we didn't do it all the time. I don't know if it was like rotten eggs or something. Somebody would be like, we have to go egg houses. So I remember one time it was like four of us in a car. Everybody, in, you know, everybody had a window. You're supposed to throw out of your own window to like, as we drove past car. It was nighttime, so it was nobody was really outside. You threw it at cars, mailboxes, whatever. And I remember, I don't know what got into me, but I think I knew whose house it was, and I wanted to throw it like on that side of the street. So I was like, I'm gonna just throw it across my friend out her window. Y'all, it hit the top, it cracked on her. She was like,
That's happened to me before.
You definitely have the shoulders for it, but the hand-eye coordination, you do not, man.
I know. My hand-eye coordination is trash.
Hold on, real quick, though. Roxy, what the fuck you eating?
Come on, man.
You like dragon fruit, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
You act like you ain't never seen fruit before.
I ain't never seen dragon fruit like that. I've seen somebody like crack it open, but I ain't never seen nobody just eat it like
an apple.
Yeah.
What's appealing? Yeah.
People be saying I eat fruit like Baloo from Jungle Book. We talk about
it. I didn't want to say that because I never want to refer to a woman as a monkey. But when I pause right there, it's like you ate that shit like there's a closing time where you stay at.
They say it's the bare necessities.
Oh,
bare necessities.
Okay, don't do the voice.
All right, my bad.
It's easier.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's a nasty fruit too.
No, it's not.
That means you had a bad one.
Yeah,
the red. I've had the red ones with
the yellow ones are sweet.
You gotta. Yeah, the yellow ones are sweeter. You just gotta make sure it's sweet.
Now back to you, Meg. Y'all was doing so motherfucking good that you could waste eggs out of your house.
I told you they was rotten.
Oh, okay.
We didn't go. We didn't do it all the time.
I have been holding on to that since your story because I missed that point. I was like, she's so motherfucking wasted.
Money.
I was right.
Did you ever soak them? So when we did it, we soaked them in the vinegar for a couple of days, and then it gets rid of the shell. So when you soak vinegar, soak them in vinegar for 2-3 days, it gets rid of the shell, so you can't hear it. There's no cracking when you throw them, and it just dissolves. Eggies? The shell dissolves, and it's just the layer, so you can see through the egg and everything. And
oh, you're a menace for real.
You premeditated?
Yeah.
Hey, everything you did as a teenager was on the path to a full blown psychopath.
Sociopath. Psychopath.
You put silencers on your eggs.
That's crazy. You know, that would make me sad. I just got egg, but I didn't hear it coming.
Yeah.
You never hear it coming. So wait, did you have to do that because you got it was like too loud one time and you're like, we gotta
no,
quiet.
No, just preventative thinking. You already know eggs crack. So it's like, fuck it, let's go ahead and
oh my
take
gosh, you was a real menace. I had no, like, crazy. I like to hear the sound of the crack. That let me know I hit something in the dark.
Crazy. That's how you get caught.
Ooh, that's true.
Me and my friends egged a nigga in a Dracula outfit on Halloween. That shit was so sad because he like... Oh. Because he came up kind of in the street and he was like, blah, and lit his ass up.
Oh, no.
I was like, yo, I'll remember this forever.
Wait, was y'all in the car? He came up to y'all. Yeah. Oh, he deserved
we were
that
throwing
thing.
It at random trick or treaters. And
oh, no, he wanted to have fun.
You were throwing it at children?
That's terrible. Hey,
we were kids too. We were children.
Businesses, bro.
And he came up, he was like,
nigga couldn't even get in the spirit, bro. Nigga was just in the spirit. Y'all used to feel like Ricky.
It was an eggy Dracula for the rest of the
day. Yeah, y'all was crazy as fuck, bro. We ain't do none of that goof shit.
Hey.
I know, because you was doing white-collar crime. Sorry, we weren't as sophisticated as you at 17.
Well, he is from St. Louis. He'll probably get shot fuck with people out there.
Right.
He just got done.
Niggas definitely had shit in their bags that you ain't want to test no shit like that. Well, so, no, I'm good. I didn't get to go. I started working at 15, so I didn't get to go trick-or-treating that long.
You didn't go trick-or-treating before that?
You can still
with my mom some nights, but I grew up in the church. We did trunk or treat, so we did. Yeah. I didn't get to.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yep, we did Harvest Festival. I ain't do no trick or treat.
My grandma was a Sunday school teacher, so we would do that. But my daddy would still take us trick or treating because he was like, "This shit."
Damn.
He said this shit don't hit. Y'all trick or treat no more.
I took a treat till I was 21. My boyfriend used to stand at the edge of the corner mark and just shake his head, but he still walked with me.
There we go.
That's what we did this last year when the kid turned 18. She still wanted to go trick or treating. She hadn't been trick or treating in a year. Now last year she was like, "I want to go."
Oh,
so
that's
she's
cute.
The tallest one, and it looked like we encouraging her to go. We waiting at the corner like, "Hurry the fuck up, bro!" And the whole family dressed too. We all was like this new Spider-Man, so.
Oh.
I got the cop outfit and all of that, and praying outside in the scrubs. I was smoking the whole time. Goddamn kid.
That's cute.
I think I trick or treated when I was 16, and I was like, "Yeah, this is the last time." I just remember how one of the people looked at me. They're just like, "Oh,
right." Okay.
And I was like, "Yeah."
The kid is tall, bro.
I drove home and shit.
You're driving from house to house, parking in front of each house. Like, let me get out.
He went to the door smoking, though, man. He was like, trick or treat. Appreciate it. Well, let's put it to a vote, man. Fight a giant pigeon or befriend a tiny rhinoceros.
Talk about this.
I mean, Kenesha was punching pigeons, so we got her answer.
I guess that's the answer for her. Fight a giant pigeon.
Why wouldn't we befriend a little nice rhinoceros? That sounds awesome.
I know, that sounds so cute.
It does.
Yeah. Little Gizmo.
I want to be his friend.
Gizmo's a great name.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Give me the rhino.
I'll go befriend a rhinoceros. Everybody else?
Yes, befriend a rhinoceros.
Yeah. Sounds like a great adventure. Same. Waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Ooh. Except for Kenesha, who already fights pigeons. So.
No, but not a giant one. That's payback, so I got to stay away.
That's some Family Guy shit. That's
so my ancestors.
Is this her?
My cousin told me you don't know how to keep your motherfucking hands to yourself.
That's crazy.
This is in Washington?
Yeah.
We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day we have, would you rather have a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth forever versus always have a pebble in your shoe?
Damn. What if you have no shoes on?
Nigga, you always step on something. Every time.
What about the slides?
Something in the bottom of the slides.
Stuck in your slides. It don't ever come out.
So it's only when I have on something on my feet. Okay.
No, it's anytime you step on.
Anytime I walk.
When you're walking on the carpet or the floor in your house, you always end up stepping on something, no matter how clean the floor is.
What tooth is the kernel in?
This one.
Sour.
This one right there. That's the worst. It is right there. Not your back, not your front.
How much kernel? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it gonna affect when I eat stuff, or like if I'm doing things?
It's like the half of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always that when you floss and you get it out, you see it's kind of like a half moon shape, like that.
That bitch be like.
So in fellation, if I was fellating, they would feel. That's what I'm asking.
You might give a little scrapage.
Okay.
Was that the concern? Is this gonna get in the way?
If they felt it, then you're using teeth, Roxy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Is it hanging? Is it here?
It's like in between, like right there, kind of stuck up at the top.
Hey, Meg just exposed your ass. Meg just exposed the hell out of you.
That ain't teethy. That's a valid question. Because this is tea.
Whatever, teethy.
Everybody know I don't give tea. But yes. Not everybody. Who said that shit from the other room?
Okay, girl, do you? Ain't the other room is crazy. Dang.
Not everybody.
Everybody knows.
You can't cut that out, too. I'm asking about,
it's on every man's bathroom for a no teeth good time.
Gum it up. No, the question was
gum it up.
But you said pebble in your shoe. You necessarily, can it be on the top, like on the top of your foot instead of the bottom?
Good question.
It ain't irritating on the top, Anissa. It's got to be on that bottom.
Bit. It do be kind of irritating when it's on the
top. It's on the top
or the side.
I never had a pebble on the top. I get the shoestrings. Like when I tuck the shoestrings in sometimes, I'll get those on the top. But I ain't never got a pebble on the top.
That sucks
always
too.
Find its way underneath that foot.
So this is a question. Do not get mad when I ask the question, because every time I ask a question,
yes,
you mad,
your hooves count.
No, I was gonna say, what if I can't, what if I'm not walking no more? Like if I'm in a wheelchair or something. Is it still
you
in
my shoe? Under your butt. It's under your left butt cheek.
Wherever I'm going. Okay. So wherever I can feel.
What?
If I can't feel my feet no more.
First of all, that is not the case. Okay. If you as you are today, Roxy, not if you as a paraplegic.
Yeah, if you lose your feet, then yes, you get out of it.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Okay.
Yes, if you get in an accident and you lose all feeling in your body, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't need the sass.
you knew it was bullshit. That's why you preface it with
disclaimer.
Don't get mad. It's my first time. You knew it was bullshit.
I run with Roxy's on because she's worse than me. So I don't get the hate.
Get so mad at me. All right. So, but the kernel just, and that's gonna decay your teeth. So it's the two. Okay, now for real. Okay, this is the last one. I swear to God, I don't want to say no more. Because if the kernel just stuck in there, it's gonna rot the tooth. So my tooth gonna fall out, but once it fall out, the kernel's gone.
Okay, correct? All right. Just for Roxy's sake, guys. Just for Roxy's sake,
Kanisha.
Every time you wake up, it's in a different spot.
That's crazy.
Damn. Oh.
Now it's worse. Traveling. Roxy says something.
Traveling is the pebble traveling too. Or
yeah, different quadrants of your bottom of your foot.
Different parts of your feet. The ball of your foot.
That's
the arch of your foot. All of that.
Don't be
adding in. This is all because you did this, Rocky. This is your fault.
You're ruining it for everybody.
I'm sorry.
Those are both equally annoying. I feel like I can't think about anything else until it's resolved. I just had a little piece of mulch stuck in my shoe. I took my kids to the playground earlier today. I was like, I cannot wait to get to the car and empty my shoes.
That's what I step on my daughter's shit all the time, so I feel like I'm already used to stepping on stuff, so it's not really gonna make a difference to me. That kernel into my teeth, that's is gonna drive me crazy.
And I feel like people can see it, even if they can't, or they can see me going like this.
And then they gonna think you nasty. They like that bitch had that kernel in there yesterday. She's filthy.
You can't tell anybody about either.
Your dentist is gonna eventually get it out. If you get a teeth cleaning every year, they're gonna get it out.
But so. No. In this instance, the they're not allowed to. They'll lose their license.
They're gonna move the kernel. Not
the only thing about the Hebel situation is if you're sitting down, it doesn't really bother you as much. True. So, you know, if you have a job where you're shooting virtually or you're driving for a living, something like that, you ain't got to deal with that when you're at work, when you watch a TV, or when you sleep. But that kernel going to be there all the time, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to stand up and be like, ah!
Or is it just 1 foot? Because you can hop the hell out of something, get you some crutches, and just hop on 1 foot, and then you won't even have to feel
forever.
It. And you're going to have, right, you're going to have one little small leg and one.
Ooh, that's true, leg.
Oh man, that kernel's so annoying. If y'all ever floss, like I can feel when something's in my tooth, like it'll make my gum and swell up sometimes just a little bit.
No, that's your gingivitis. That's
no, it's gingivitis, like the whole gum swell up. I'm just talking about this one little area.
Mm-hmm. Gingivitis, it's okay to hear.
Well, also one of these options hurts.
It's okay.
Both of them hurt. Both of them uncomfortable.
If the kernel starts scraping your gums,
I can't do the kernel no matter.
Speaking of flossing, Pat, do you floss now?
No. More than before. Yeah, not.
Dang, man, dang, make me tell everybody.
No, it was on here, Roxy, that we talked about it. Pat didn't never floss like ever, like since 1998, really? Something crazy. That's and so we were like, bro, you need to go to the dentist. He hadn't gone to the dentist either. And he was telling us on Squadcast.
Oh, was that before that? I went to the dentist this year.
Oh, yay.
I got a clean bill of health. He said you should floss a little more, but he said everything else looked good.
Oh, good job, Pat. I'm so proud of you. You're growing up, taking care of your teeth.
But they say if you floss every day, then it doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
and it's not supposed to hurt, and it's not supposed to bleed anymore if you floss every day.
Y'all floss every day?
I don't floss every day.
I floss maybe like 3 times a week.
Mostly. I floss more now because I have the bridge and everything, and just trying to like.
Because you got to put it under, because I got the bridge too.
So yeah, I got to go under it.
How do you floss under? What does that look like?
This is special floss. It feel like
it's like a circle or something, or like a point.
Do you have the hook thing?
It's pointy. Yeah, I got the hook thing too. Okay, yeah.
Pull it through and.
Yeah. Okay. So I looked this thing up about the kernels in the teeth, right? It could crack your teeth if you bite down too hard or something. Then it says you could get abscess.
Abscess tooth could kill you.
Yeah, and you could die. And then you said you could get kernel burns. That's not important.
Kernel burn?
What is that?
That's if you cook it in the microwave, and then if it don't pop, it can.
If it's hot, you get a hot kernel stuck in.
Oh my god!
That's so terrible.
That'd be great torture, though.
That's the only thing that I don't like. I love popcorn, but that is guaranteed. I will always get something in my teeth every time after eating popcorn.
I don't like popcorn anymore. I grew out of it. Like what I can't.
Why? Because you have to floss after, and you don't like flossing.
I just don't like how it tastes.
Nobody to feed it to.
Yeah, I fucked up some smart pop.
Open up, catch.
White cheddar.
I love white cheddar popcorn.
Ain't it good?
You don't eat no caramel corn, Pat?
I do a mix.
That's a little kettle.
Kettle is fire. Kettle. I don't even know how that tastes different, but it's so much better.
Because it's like a little sweet.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with cooking it in a kettle?
Because they put sugar in it.
So why don't they call it sugar corn?
Okay. That sounds very unhealthy. Kettle just sounds better.
And it says it's traditionally air popped in an iron kettle.
How many tabs do you have open?
Because I be wanting to know. I don't like.
But I see your hands. You're going like this. And you're like, all right, I just pulled up this website. Like, what? I'm looking at your hands.
I just type fast.
Roxy, like the only person with the Neuralink, the new thing she gets in her head. Like, I'm looking it up right now.
Are y'all gonna get that?
Hell no.
No.
It looks scary.
Yeah, I'm good.
I feel like one day everybody's gonna have to get it, but I'm not. I don't.
Also, to hear you said something about a mix, I wanted to hear what that was because I feel like you know.
A what?
He was like,
like the Garrett's popcorn mix? Yeah, like the cheese and the caramel?
Oh, I just do like a white cheddar and then like a cheddar and a hot popcorn mix.
Ooh. Hold up.
Damn. Nigga making salsa popcorn.
I told y'all. Did not tell y'all he was going to know.
It should be fire, though.
That sounds really good.
It's a new fundraising company out that does popcorn. And I think my goddaughter did it. I had bought like maybe like 8 or 10 bags from her, and they had like this fire ass white cheddar popcorn and a fire ass cheddar popcorn. Then they had the spicy one too. And I just blended all three.
Yeah, all the cheerleaders sell
that shit. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah,
and it'd be so fucking fresh, man. That shit was good.
They have so many flavors. It shit is good. Got a jalapeno cheddar.
Ooh, it's fire. I can hold you. It's fire as hell.
God damn, a cinnamon sugar. Man, I want some.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote then, real quick, before we get up out of here. What are we going with? We're going to do the kernel stuck in your teeth, or we're going to do the pebble in your shoe?
We're saying what is worse, or what would we rather have?
Would you rather have?
Okay.
I'm going kernel.
People, Bryson, what?
I think I'm gonna have to go. I think I'm gonna have to go pebble because, like I say, you sitting down, you sleep, that shit ain't bothering you. But that kernel always there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pebble. I'd rather have a pebble.
Damn, y'all don't care about your feet.
I'm going. No, I just I know how it is. It's worse for me when there's something stuck in my teeth, yeah. And then I feel like I feel like people can't see the pebble in your shoe, but I feel like they can see the kernel stuck right here.
I'm going pebble,
or they
too.
Can see me going.
Sucking it out.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Pebble,
you
can
that.
Build up a calluses on your feet too, so then eventually you won't feel it as much.
That is very sound logic, but nobody else thought of that. That is
no. Then it switches feet. Once you get that, it switches feet.
No, you just start running around on the concrete barefoot and stuff, and then eventually
terrible.
It's hard, thick.
Damn, poor concrete.
You said poor concrete.
That's crazy.
Where you going with Kanisha?
Oh, pebble all day. I'm having my little crutch.
All right. Well, the pebbles have it on that one, man. Shout out to you guys at home for watching. Shout out to our special guests for pulling up today. We got Kanisha Buss, we got Roxy Hayes, and the OG squad, Max Coop and Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Bye.